episode one of Coffee Shop Talk. My name is Larissa.
And my name is Jordan. We thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, this is gonna suck.
Maybe.
But you know what?
It's episode one.
Episode one. You do it and it's done.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. We've already spent a whole hour trying to do sponsor ads and
We decided not to because we kept messing up and we were trying to be really scripted with it and it just wasn't
working. It doesn't work.
So we just went to the podcast instead and we'll work on that later, but it was funny while it lasted.
Anyway,
this is your weekend back down to our hometown.
Which kind of sucks.
We'll be moving back soon, so go to college with moi.
Also sucks because I don't have a job yet. I need a job to be able to move down.
You gotta get a job.
Pay for my car! Because living is expensive, and to be able to do anything, you have to have money. But in order to do anything, you have to have a job.
Right.
Which means no life.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
But anyway, we are two. Well, this will be my second year in college, and Jordan, he just graduated. He's a wee little baby!
Let's give us some claps here.
Yeah.
It was cool though. It's kind of, it feels weird, being graduated. Like summer, feels like summer right now, but I feel like once I start up school again.
Oh, once you start college, you're gonna have crippling depression for the rest of your college days, and.
Well, maybe.
Summer will not feel like summer, it's just gonna feel like another day of your job.
That's a possibility.
It already
feels like that, because I'm just working and existing right now, so.
This is my first summer taking summer classes. The college,
mm-hmm.
and also working at the same time. I work 40 hours a week in an office, and it sucks. I don't have a summer. I don't do vacations because you gotta work. Like, I think it's 115 hours in order to get like a half an hour of vacation time.
Oh wow, that's
it's
a lot.
Nuts.
So where I work, you get a week of vacation after you've been there a year, and then you tell them, you have to tell them like the year before though, when you're going on vacation next year.
That sucks.
Which is like, because they asked me, because they're like, you're going to be here a year by the end of this year, and we need to know when you're going to be going on vacation for 2020. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know when we're going on vacation this year.
I don't even know if I'm going to exist back in 2020.
Right. So I had no idea, so I just told them to randomize it, and then maybe next year we can make plans around it, hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, that's okay too. But this year we're going to go to Alabama for vacation. We're going to rent a condo down there, and we're going to stay like near the beach and hang out. Last year we went to Gatlinburg, but we did a lot of like touristy stuff, so this year
I've been looking
just
at your shirt all day. And I can't tell where it's from, but now I see it's from Gatlinburg. I think that's actually funny. It's a shirt that has two bears on it, and they are standing behind a car, and the car has like a sticker family on the back of it, and the one bear goes, "Hey, look, I made you."
Yeah, I loved it. My brother said it was a very Jordan shirt, so I figured I'd get
it. It's funny. It's humorous, so. I mean, something probably I wouldn't wear, but, you know, I think it's funny.
It is
I also
funny.
Look good
I like
in red.
It.
It's a red shirt. So.
Yeah. But this year, we're going to go to Alabama. We're just going to take it easy this time because, you know, vacation's kind of more about getting away from the hard knock life and all that.
It's the hard knock life.
Life for us.
It's the,
let's not do that.
Let's not get sued.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
are you?
What we're going to be doing is we're just here to have fun. If you've read our description, we are literally here just to have fun and find some enjoyment in our life because life can be pretty sucky sometimes. It can get real, it can get real hard, harsh, or anything. So we're gonna have a fun time. We're gonna have laughs, we're gonna maybe cry with laughter.
Cry, maybe be sad, I don't know.
Jesus.
But
that's gonna be a rough time.
I mean, even
it
though
will happen.
A lot of this is for us, just because we like to goof around and we're best friends, me and Larissa are. That's why we decided to do this. And she was the one that kind of came up with the idea of starting a podcast.
I mean, we talked about it a couple times before, but we were never like super serious about it. Jordan mentioned it because he wanted to do like something with YouTube, and then he said, well, I have a mic. I want to do a podcast or something, but I don't really know if I'm too serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, I think that was a couple months ago, and then this last week, I texted him and was like, yo, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. Let's just do it, because I was sitting, we were actually on a phone call where, I was trying to apply for jobs so I can move down to my, back down to my hometown, and I clicked on one of the jobs. I'm not gonna call them out, so just in case they call me and I'm like, come do an interview, and I don't, they don't find out and be like, I hate you. But, I went to the page and I read a couple reviews that were really actually kind of funny, and Jordan found one of a couple different things and we were just laughing about it. So then we just kind of sat down and we're like, you know what? Let's actually do this. Let's do it. And as we were planning it out and everything, I went to bed that night. I think it's actually in your room, mm-hmm. on a sticky note on your, above your computer.
Yeah.
It's that sticky note that says, what does it say? It says, if you don't start today, you'll regret not doing it, or something like that. I thought about that and was like, you know what? Let's actually do it. Let's not just say we're going to do it and then back out. So that's why we're here. We spent an hour recording a sponsorship,
yeah.
And that was an epic fail, but you know what? We had a good time doing it regardless.
And once we found out about Anchor, which is what we're using to mm-hmm. put this out there.
I mean, I heard about Anchor from a couple different podcasts I listened to just in general. But,
and then Larissa introduced me to Anchor, and I was like, whoa, we can actually, like, use this to, you know, make something.
Not our sponsor's ad, but, you know.
Not our sponsor ad.
Shout out to Anchor.
Thanks, guys. But, I don't know. I'm bad at this.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is episode 1, so what do you expect? We've never done this before.
So
we're sitting in the kitchen recording.
Please do not back out of this just because you're like, man, these guys are really stupid and they don't know what we're doing. Because it's true. We literally do not know what we're doing. We are freaking college students who just want to find a little bit of enjoyment from our stressful college life, right. Work, family, other things. It's just, we're just here to have a good time.
You know, and not to mention, I feel like doing this between you and I as friends will help us bond even more, because this almost forces us to sit down, and while we are making a podcast, we're also being forced just to talk and spend
time
one-to-one.
That's gonna suck if we get in a fight.
Yeah, that's why we're not gonna get in a fight. It's easy. You just don't get in a fight.
That's easy. Anyway, but the gist of this whole thing is, since based off of that phone call or anything, we're gonna do a different theme each week, and it'll be, my Apple Watch just told me to breathe. I was already breathing. I hope I was breathing this whole time,
so,
otherwise
yeah.
I'd be dead. Anyway, back to the topic. We're gonna be doing different themes, and with those themes, we're gonna be doing different product reviews, or that go along with that theme or whatever. So, I guess I'm
like
going...
Internet readings. Anything that we find on the internet that we think is funny pretty much is what we're going to be doing.
Okay, well, where else would you find it? Because people don't... Okay,
addiction.
You walk through Walmart and there's just a packet of reviews on each item.
Yeah.
That would be really awkward.
That'd
I would not
really
want to stand in Walmart for hours just reading
I would
for
hate to
reviews
be the,
for this.
I'd hate to be the Walmart associate that would have to actually put those reviews up on each item.
God.
That would be rough.
Anyway, our theme for today, since the 4th of July is literally right around the corner, it's literally this next upcoming week.
Mm-hmm. I think a week from today, actually. I don't remember.
I think it's...
No, it's 4 days.
4 days from
4th
now.
Of July. So we're recording this on the 29th of June.
Our theme is 4th of July. There's a couple other things we're going to be doing along with this, but since this is our first episode, we're going to try and keep it somewhat short. As we get into like the second and third episode, we'll be introducing our other ideas and stuff that we are going to be doing.
Right.
We'll probably do them in those episodes, just not this one. We'll also have some cool announcements coming and a bunch of other stuff like that. So, anything else you want to say before we get started?
I don't think so. I'm excited to get started.
Okay.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
So, we're going to take turns. Do you want to take turns, or you just want to go one and then the other?
We can go back and forth.
Okay.
I know that mine aren't nearly as good as yours, because whenever we were researching this...
Okay.
I thought they were funny, the ones that I found.
Because you did those separately while we were talking the other night about this.
Right, well, we were on the phone.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
today...
And then tonight, you found some that you thought were hilarious.
Yeah, well, tonight, I showed up, and I sat down on his couch at his house, and I had the realization of, like, crap. I didn't prepare at all for this episode.
Which I wasn't shocked, but...
Okay, I wasn't shocked either. I was just disappointed in myself because I was like, yeah, let's do this podcast. Let's have a great time.
Right.
Doesn't show up with anything because I'm an asshole like that.
Okay.
So, anyway, but okay. I sat there on the couch and I found some really hilarious 4th of July reviews that just made me laugh my pants off. So, I hope you enjoy them as well.
So,
we're going to do... What we're doing is like a mixture of reviews, like we've already said a billion times already, but
see how
if
many
we,
more times we can say it.
Please don't count. If you do, kudos to you. You get a free shirt.
Don't say that.
The first person to ever do it, and
the first person who listens to us.
Yeah. Okay. The first person who ever listens to us and actually enjoys it and is not in our family. Kudos to you. You are thebomb.com and get a free sticker or shirt. You can choose whatever. If you don't like us as much, you can just get the sticker. If you do like us, you get a shirt. Just email us. coffeeshoptalk00@gmail.com. But we can talk about that later at the end.
I also have a Twitter.
Okay, I will talk about that later.
Fair enough.
I just said that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm calmed down. Anyway.
Calm down.
Okay, the other thing that we're also doing is if we cannot find juicy, good reviews, we found some really funny products that go along with the theme. So, and we also have an Instagram and a Twitter. We'll mostly probably be posting on Twitter.
So look out for that.
Of those photos, and we will tag them with the episode, what part, like time-wise, and just some things that way you can just read along with us. If you listen to it the day it comes out, kudos to you. It'll probably be out the same time. Or even if this is from a year from now, well, it's going to suck because you're going to have to go through a lot of tweets just to find that. So.
And real quick, if you guys don't mind, if you are enjoying what you hear so far, be sure to, you know, share it with your friends and whatnot. They might like it. If they don't, that sucks. They just don't know what you're telling
them. You're the cool one of the group. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, for sure. But either way, all that aside, I guess we should get started now, huh?
Let's do it.
So I think you should kick us off.
Oh no. That's not what I want to hear.
Do you want me to kick us off? Because I feel like mine is
You
not
have
really
more of like the actual products.
Well, yeah. I have one that I just... It's not even funny.
Why are you laughing then?
Because... I don't know. Okay, whatever. I'll just read it.
Just pick one and go.
Okay, so this is by M. Kerno. 1 star. Smells awful. Do not buy. I don't know where they store these or what they've washed the fabric in, but my shirt arrived smelling so bad after I opened the package. Others made comments about the smell from the other room within a minute. I assume the shirt just needed a wash. Wrong. A wash and a dry later, it still smells. Not as strong, but it's not a faint smell by any means either.
So is it like beer? Or like, does it smell like beer since it's like a beer drinking shirt?
Well, he mentions this.
Oh, okay.
And in the end, he says, as for the smell, it's basically white vinegar that smells of the refreshing smell of rotting onion and some ripe body odor mixed together and viola. The embodiment of awful.
God. Okay, so what this sounds like is that this is some, like, homeless guy screen printing his own shirts to sell on Amazon, and that's why they smell so bad. Oh my God.
I noticed while going through these, because I've seen a lot of shirts, and I have some that I thought were kind of funny. I guess that these companies that are making these shirts just think that Americans are drunks. Like, there were so
That's because
many...
they're from China! What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay, you ask any person who's from a different country. So, describe an American to me. And they'll be like...
Fat and drunk.
Shut up. No. They'll be like... Hi, I'm from America, and I like burgers, fries, and my beer. I like my women in swimsuits dancing on trucks. And, you know, I like me some ranch. They think everyone from America is freaking Southern.
Yeah.
Not all of us are Southern.
No. Have you heard people from Minnesota?
Just people from other countries think we're freaking ridiculous. I get it. We are ridiculous at times. But we all don't sound like some Southern hick who likes ranch and naked girls on trucks. So.
I guess so.
God.
Oh, God. So that's my first one.
Oh, my God.
If you want.
Okay, so this caught me off guard. So I was
okay. It seemed to, because you like freaked out whenever you seen it.
It's a really simple item.
Okay.
But it's stupid.
So what is it?
I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to show you it. Okay. I can't read the whole description because I cut it off. But what it basically is, okay, toast to freedom in our 11-ounce Constitution Rocks glass.
Okay.
So it's a glass for your alcohol that has the Constitution written on it.
All of it?
Like the fancy cursive in anything.
Really?
So, this is what it looks like.
Okay. So it says, we the people. And then it has,
and
like,
it
literally
has the Constitution
all
around it. I just thought that was so funny. It's Merkin.
Merkin.
Is that how you say it? Merkin?
Merkin.
Oh, no. America.
America. America.
I feel like any patriotic person who is, like, all
that.
About... Now, I'm going to read a couple of these. And this person should own it.
Okay.
I'm not blaming you.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
let's hear them.
There's no reviews on this. It didn't have any reviews. I was really hoping it had a review.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset. But I'm going to go ahead and read a review to you.
Okay.
So since we're doing like 4th of July themed,
I was thinking,
well, the glass is very patriotic, mm-hmm. but I was also thinking of like, okay, well, what do you do at like 4th of July parties and stuff?
Right.
So we're from the South.
Middle of America.
And... we all don't sound like this, but one of the things that's very popular down here
mm-hmm.
is corn in a hole.
Corn in a hole?
Corn in the hole.
Corn in
like
the hole.
Like with the bags where you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotcha.
So I searched for patriotic ones and no one had any, and if they did, there was no reviews. So I found this one and it's for like football season or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can basically use the cornholes all year round.
Okay.
That'd suck in the winter.
Yeah.
So
playing cornhole.
This one, I don't know who it's from. Oh no, never mind. I do. It's a 1-star review from Dorina from Portland,
Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah.
Oregon.
I'm dyslexic. I can't read. I thought it said Orlando.
Portland, Orlando. That's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So what it says, this is actually from the beginning of the year.
Read. Go ahead. You're good. Go ahead, read.
This is from the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I purchased this cornhole game because it said San Diego Chargers. I received it today and it does not say San Diego. Now you have to understand, this woman wrote it does not say, all in caps.
Mm-hmm. Because she's angry.
Yeah. Well, how are you supposed to tell people you're angry if you don't write everything in all caps?
Exactly.
It says, Los Angeles Chargers. I am very, very disappointed in this. Unless you are from San Diego, you have no idea how disappointing this is. Only 1-star because of this. And apparently,
so they gave her the wrong team.
San Diego Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh. I don't know anything about sports.
Good, neither do I. Next review.
Next review. Well, I have... Okay. So, like I said, you have the best reviews, I'm sure. But I wrote down some other... funny shirts that I found. One of them was, it says, too cool for British rule. And they had a picture of George Washington with America sunglasses on. And he had like a beer in his hand, of course.
Oh, why not?
Another one was, we the people like to party. Ain't no party like the Boston Tea Party. That's my personal favorite. Red, white, and boozy.
I thought you were gonna say boobies.
No.
Red, white, and boobies. Ooh.
One that had a picture of fireworks on it said, just here to bang. Terrible. And, of course, another one had two beer glasses clinking, and it said, America the Brutiful. So, that just leads to my argument again that Americans are just a bunch of drunks who drink a lot of alcohol on the 4th of July and only come to bang.
Why not? Oh, wait. I'm talking about the alcohol part. Why not?
Why not, right?
It's a party! You're celebrating America.
Yep. So, let's move on to your next one.
So, I have three reviews from this one product.
Okay, go ahead.
One of them I'm going to save for our After Hours episode, but
my first one's the one I'm saving for you because it's a product review. It's okay. So fun.
So, do you have any more? Is that it?
I have one more. I'll put it in here. We'll just put it in here because it's pretty funny.
I just want to ask, okay. Because I'll probably read both of these in order. Mm-hmm. So, this is for the American flag cape costume. It's really not a costume, it's just American flag cape.
Mm-hmm.
But I found this review on Amazon. It has 4.5 stars. And this is what it looks like.
Ugh. Okay, it's just literally just an American flag cape.
So, this... Make sure I'm not reading the one that... Okay. So, the first review says, it's from Colt. It was a 5-star review. And 27 people found this helpful.
Okay.
It's on Amazon, by the way, if you can't tell.
Of course.
So, the title of his review is free. Now, at first, I really thought he just, like, got this for free for something.
Okay.
Or they messed up, and I was expecting it to be kind of like a really crappy review,
mm-hmm.
but then I read it.
Okay.
When I received this package, it was dropped by a bald eagle. Eagle?
Eagle?
Caca! Let me restart that. When I received the package, it was dropped by a bald eagle, which I was not aware was covered by the drone program with Amazon. As soon as I put it on, I could hear Born in the USA playing in the background everywhere I went. An A-10 Thunderbolt would any traffic I had in my way to work, and every woman instantly exploded in their shirts with red, white, and blue. Great buy. Would recommend.
Wow.
Like, okay, so he's talking legitimate. About a gun, and so he puts BRRRRRRRT. That's why I made the noise.
Oh my God.
27 people found this helpful, which cracks me up.
I think they actually like that, and they're like, whoa.
Well, I need to get this.
I feel it too.
So then the next one has a photo, and I'm going to show you the photo. It's really funny. So, don't read the product, but here's the photo.
He has a bald eagle head on.
Okay, so here's the thing. He goes, this is from Adam. It is a 5-star review. The title of his product is Merca with 7 exclamation points.
Okay.
So it's Merca.
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 Got it.
Merca, 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 Merca. Okay, sorry. I am nervous. Okay. So here's what it says. The only word that can express how great the freedom cape is.
Making it dramatic.
That's what it really says, though.
Okay.
Awesome! With a ton more of exclamation points. And in all caps, I love my freedom cape! With more exclamation points. This guy is going nuts. It seems to be very well made and comes nicely packaged. Also, partnered very well with my recently purchased latex bald eagle mask, as seen as in the photo. Watch out, 4th of July! Freedom is in this house. He just puts so many
He's trying to be so dramatic. I love it.
Okay, but the pose he has in this photo is like, hey girl, hey, there's freedom in this house. Wait, what does he actually say?
He says,
okay.
Watch out, 4th of July.
Watch out, 4th of July. Freedom's in this house.
Whoa. It's a little dramatic.
Okay, well, that's what he looks like in the photo.
I know, he does.
Jeez. Okay, I'll let you do... Oh, wait, no, I have one more. I have one
more. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, read
for
it.
This product.
Same one, the cape?
Yeah, it's the cape. So this is the photo the guy posts with it.
Okay.
So, the cape. This is from TJ.
Okay.
5-star review. Again, his caption is Merca, but it's less Merca because there's not a bunch of explanation points.
Right. Slightly so, less American.
He goes, you can almost hear the bald eagles screaming over your head and the cannonballs whizzing by when you put this American cape on. Guaranteed to make your British neighbors run and hide. That's what got me. I was sitting on the couch and I read that. I was like, oh.
But the thing is, I wouldn't want them to run and hide because I really like the British accents.
This guy apparently does not. But he's just saluting in the photo. He's wearing pants, a patriotic shirt, and his patriotic cape.
That's a lot of patriotism right there.
Merca.
Merca.
Merca. Merca.
You shouldn't put yourself like that.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's what real men do. Ow, I think I just gave myself a heart attack.
Oh, good.
Ow.
Good job. Okay, well, anyway, so I have one that is, it's not really, it is not themed with this at all, but it was really funny reading it.
Okay.
And I thought it would be a good way to finish it. So, it was a book, okay? I didn't write down the author, I kind of forgot, but it's called The Milkman. Has 4.7 stars on Amazon. The cover, it was just a really ripped guy lifting up a shirt. Wife beater shirt, by the way. So, anyway.
The
Milkman. So this is the synopsis of the story. So it goes. The neglected housewife. The irresistible milkman. We all know the story. But you've never heard it like this before. Nathaniel Scott is back. I never looked twice at him in high school. Now, 5 years later, he's the town's new milkman. Handsome, charming, and so eager to please. He's that tall glass of milk I've always craved. But at home, I've made belongs to another man. A man who refuses to give me what I need. I never thought I could be that woman. The kind who wrecks her own life for selfish pleasures.
Does this have to go with your crazy, like, milk obsession?
But I'll do whatever it takes to feel alive again. The milkman is coming, and I'm leaving my back door unlocked.
This is about your milk obsession.
It is my...
That's disgusting!
No.
Milk is disgusting.
Milk is
disgusting.
No.
I don't drink milk to save my life. I will eat it with cereal, but I will not slurp it up.
Slurp it.
It up.
That's nasty.
Okay, so my very last thing, Also, fun fact, Walmart sells very patriotic shirts. Mm-hmm. They sell one with a bulldog wearing a army hat that says Stars and Stripes and Winning Fight. I thought it was kind of cute. But, like, the dog is wearing sunglasses with, like, fireworks in its reflection. But anyway, speaking of sunglasses, there's a review I have from Amazon that is Classic American Patriotic Flag Mirror Sunglasses USA. I just felt the need to say it like that. So this is what they look like.
Right. They're just glasses that have the American flag on.
And so this is kind of... Well, it is a review, but just this guy made it so long, and a lot of it doesn't make sense. But I'm going to read you... I just read the last part of it. Okay.
Go ahead.
So he reviews it, and he begins this with... It's a 5-star, and it's also titled America.
Oh, another one.
Like the last guy. No explanation points, no nothing. So, he starts it with, these glasses are awesome. How do you know that they're awesome? Because my wife thinks that they're tacky. That's what made me like it at first. And so then I look at the bottom of it, and he wrote a pros and cons list about the sunglasses. Yeah.
Okay.
So the pros are, all caps, America.
That's the pros?
Yeah.
I love it.
And there's more.
Okay.
He goes, the price, because I think it said for 3 pairs, it's $15.95.
That's pretty good.
There are three shades. Damn, he can't talk. Or type. There's three different shades of the glasses. So there's like a normal type, a blue type for when you're driving, I guess, and then like a yellow type.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, the shades are pretty awesome for the price. They come with a case to keep them in, the style, and the very bottom of the pros list, he has swagger.
Swagger.
And then the cons list, guess what the cons list is?
What?
It's only one item.
Okay, it's only one thing.
Made in China.
That's the con.
Cracked me up.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So, that is it for me.
That's all you got. Okay.
I don't know about you.
That's fair.
Do you have anything else?
So, we do have our... So, we talked about doing the reviews for our hometown, right? So, I do have some that I thought were funny that we could kind of discuss a bit.
Sorry, and, that's my chair.
While we're talking in this, I thought it was funny because a lot of these things don't really seem to describe our hometown anymore. So, in the place of our hometown's name, I'm just going to say hometown for, you know. Anyway, so this is the first one for hometown, 3 stars. It says, I like how quiet the city of hometown is. It's nice to roll down your windows for a drive without the sound of honking cars. There are plenty of restaurants to choose from and hometown, but not many activity centers. I'd agree, but I feel like Marion's... Shoot, hometown. Hometown is a lot more loud and noisy than it used to be. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, Jordan.
What
was that about? I agree. I meant to say I agree, but just... Yes, sir.
You just paused for a really long time.
Yeah, because I wanted to type without just being...
Oh, I gotcha. I got you. You're good. Yeah, okay. But I think hometown has...
I just...
deleted a lot of them.
No. Is there an undo button?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay. Anyway, I think our hometown's kind of grown a lot in the past couple of years.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not...
And like, I haven't been here for a year, and they grew more.
I know.
I feel old.
You like drive on our roads now, and before they were like pretty empty, but anymore they've like traffic in the morning and evening, like before work and after work, are like the absolute worst here in our hometown.
I mean, it's a lot nicer now because they redid a lot of the roads. So, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean I've lived here for 13 years of my life, and it's a big difference from when I first moved here to now.
I like to know that was a 3-star review, so about in the middle. Not too bad, you know. This is a 2-star review, and I think this is a good reason not to like it.
Oh my god.
We are on the New Madrid Fault, and the big one is expected soon.
The big what? The big baby? Is your wife pregnant? A tsunami that comes out? Okay.
We're in the middle of America. A tsunami is very possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or tornado.
Mostly tornadoes.
Gotta go tornado chasing.
We don't really get tsunamis up here.
All them lakes, they'll get mad that we keep swimming in them and just... Yeah.
This is also another 2-star, and I thought this was funny because literally everywhere that you go to says this about their state, and it has nothing to do with us. It's just, we think it's only for us, only something we can say, but it says it changes every second. 1 minute it could be hot, and the next minute it's snowing.
Welcome to the Midwest.
Welcome to hometown.
Oh my god. You know, later when we get really into this, we're going to be talking about our hometown, and people are going to be like, they're so stupid.
They are so dumb.
Oh my god. We're going to have to redo this whole episode later on in life.
We will. Episode 1, revisited. Anyway.
Revised.
Revisited, revised.
Revised. Revised.
Okay, sorry. Revised. Okay, this is also a 2-star. I thought this was funny. Most people care less about their health here.
You right? Because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm. And someone else said there is nothing attractive about this area, which I kind of disagree with. I think...
Okay, the scenery is beautiful, especially in the fall time. Mm-hmm.
I think our town here has a lot of really nice places, because you got local wildlife places. You got the wildlife refuge, and you got really nice hiking places, and our national parks nearby, so... I don't know. That's all we got, though. And then I have one other one, but we'll save that for after hours, so...
Okay. Well, so we have a whole list of themes. We're basically just doing, like, the, draw of a hat thing. Mm-hmm. And so...
And if you guys have any themes that you think would be really good...
Email us. Or tweet us.
Or, yeah, tweet us. That would probably be preferred. Just tweet us.
Yeah. So,
themes that you like.
I'm gonna do it right here. We have, right now, we have at least 26 themes, so it's just going to be a draw of a hat, which I'm just literally going to ask Siri, pick a number between 1 and 26. So, here we go, you are a witness. Pick a number between 1 and 26.
The answer is 7.
Okay, so what's 7. Number 7?
So, what's in your kitchen?
It's apparently our next episode.
Oh my god, this is gonna suck.
Oh, that's gonna be funny. Well, we have a lot more items to search, because we both had a lot of difficulty with the 4th of July.
Yeah, items. With just 4th of July, we had to, like, patriotic products and stuff like that. I mean, woo, 4th of July. I'm really not that patriotic for someone who lives in the Midwest, but...
Right. Yeah.
It's difficult.
Right, and 4th of July is coming up pretty soon. And actually, while we're on that topic, do you have any plans for the 4th?
Sleeping? Actually, no. I'm behind on so much homework for college that I need to sit down and just work on homework. It's a rough life, taking summer classes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't do it. Suggestion.
Yeah, so. Well, that's fair. I think I have to work that night, so I'm just gonna, I guess, go hang out with the family afterwards.
I mean...
But...
Actually, I have the day off from work that day.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably work on homework the whole time, probably swim in the pool. My boyfriend's birthday is the next day, so we'll probably be celebrating that between the 2 days. So, or we'll come back down here, but it'll be a fun time. We'll see.
Yeah.
So,
that sounds good, you know?
Before I give them where to find us, anything else you would like to say?
You know, I don't think so. I think this was a good start for us.
Hey, we did it.
We did it. We got through episode 1, guys.
We did it. Yay, I can't speak Spanish. Hey.
Dun 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 dun. Okay. But anyway, thanks for listening to us. I know this was probably a rough start. We kind of had some bumps along the way, and that's okay. It happens with the first episode. So,
again, I'm sorry about my squeaky chair. It's really old. Don't judge me.
But just leave some tweets or comments or however you can reach us on anything you think we could do better, what you would like to see in episodes, maybe structure-wise. We could always use tips. We really appreciate it. But you can go and follow us on Twitter at...
We have...
You know what our Twitter handle is?
Our Twitter handle is... It's coffeeshoptalk1. We don't have an Instagram fully set up yet, but it'll probably be along the same lines of Coffee Shop Talk.
And that's spelled coffee with a capital C, shop with a capital S, tea with capital T.
I don't think it matters. It just...
Does it? I thought it did. I thought it was case sensitive. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway. If it is, if it isn't, you can shoot one of us. Please be me.
Okay.
But,
you
know our Twitter. If you want to email us, our email is... all lowercase coffeeshoptalk00@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
And we would love your feedback, so just let us know what you think is great or what is bad.
That'd be really great. Yeah. I think that's it.
I think that's it. So we've been your hosts, Jordan, and
I'm Larissa.
And you're Larissa. So we will see you guys in the next episode. Have a great night.
Wait. What it don't let this
I just
don't what is it? Don't let this flop.
We're not saying that.
Don't let this flop. Don't let this flop.